Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Judnick moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball four. Stevens scores. Judnick moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Zarrilla moves to third. Moss moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Brian Stevens now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Zarrilla scores. Moss moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zerilla hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fannin bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Moss moves to second. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moss moves to third. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Edwards strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Les Fleming pinch hits for Brian Stevens. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball four. Dobie moves to second. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Les Fleming. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Robinson scores. Dobie moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Gromick now pitching. Hank Ruszkowski now catching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Mulder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Rutschkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutschkowski strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich pinch hits for Steve Gromyk. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Willis now pitching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Rutschkowski and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck who is chasing the ball. Zarrilla reaches third base with a triple. Judnick goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Edwards strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Mulder covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 4 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 4 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Hank Rutschkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutschkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Rutschkowski hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Al Lopez now catching. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Glenn Mulder. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Joe Schultz. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-4 in the game. Lehner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.